Phil Taylor, you saw him in and out of the game with an ankle, and then JMJ left. He just got a thigh bruise. But they both went back in the game and played, and so that was good. On the injury front, once again, we're very, very fortunate in a physical ball game. I felt like that was a AFC North-style game because I knew it was going to be physical. They're a very talented team, and we found a way to do some good things against a team that I got a lot of respect for. When I talk about the good things, first I want to start on special teams. You've heard me stand up here for most of the year and talk about how these guys have contributed in a positive way to whatever our efforts were. Today we had a chance to finish the deal with some big returns. This was a landmark day for Phil Dawson, of course, with the 300. And Phil was nervous about it, quite frankly. He said, gosh, every time I've had one of these games, it hadn't worked out for. I said, just don't worry about it. You know, it's going to be okay. And so there was some really good stuff that happened on special teams, and we made a difference by scoring points, and I think that's important. And then, of course, we start the game with a play. We spotted them an 80-yard touchdown run where they did a nice job. And the resiliency of our team, we've seen it happen before, showed up again. And so I give them credit. On defense, I think we did some good stuff. Gibson had the interception. We had some tip balls. We had some other opportunities. And basically, I've said it before, it's about scoring points and not allowing points. And after the first play of the game, it was an outstanding effort on defense. I'm proud of those guys. Dick and the coaches do an outstanding job of inspiring our guys to play, and our guys play hard. And so for us to have that success, I think was great. On an offensive side, I thought it was kind of one of those down and dirty games. I kind of figured it would be. I am so upset with myself, though, for not giving Hardesty that opportunity to score there. I'm pissed at myself for doing that. And there was nothing to it. It just happened. Montero has, as you could see, earned the right to carry the football, which he did, and he did a good job for us. I trust him in every situation, and the people that write about him and follow him ought to be proud of his efforts this year. He's done an outstanding job, and I just wanted to get that out there. Otherwise, we had contributions from a lot of guys. You know, we did some fun stuff, you know, handing the ball to certain guys, and, you know, we could have lost the game maybe, and we saw two Wildcat plays, everybody, you know, what the hell, you know. So anyway, so we did some fun stuff, and it worked out, and I'm just happy for our guys that they have a chance once again to enjoy victory. So that's where we're at.
Can you talk about the punt return and what the strategy was there?
Chris Tabor did a nice job there. We messed around with the gunners, which causes them, or messed around with the coverage on the gunners, which caused the gunner to come in, and then we replaced the returner, and they did a good job. They executed it well.
How big a lift was that?
Oh, it's huge, huge lift. It puts us ahead in a game where we just took an 80-yard punch for a touchdown, you know. That was a punch in the gut. And to get a play like that to put you back on top is something that you always hope for in a game.
Have you run that play where you switch them off right before the snap?
We've practiced it a bunch. I think that's probably the first time you've seen it. There was all kinds of trickery. You saw they tried to go the lonesome polecat before they kicked their field goal. I don't know if you noticed. Did you guys notice that? They put a receiver out on their boundary trying to trick us to not cover them. Well, we had practiced that, and we covered them, which then they took a penalty to move the, you know. So I worked with McMahon at St. Louis, and Taves, and the special teams guys have this kind of weird little thing they do going after each other. You know, and it happens. It's a kind of a game within a game, and so we have things happen to us, and I think Tapes did a good job.
Hey, you won a game handily. Is that kind of a one?
Did it feel that way?
Well, won by 23 points. I think it's the biggest margin of victory in quite some time. Talk a little bit about if that's like a maybe a step in the development of this team.
I think it's just what happened today, you know. And again, it's when I was talking about the team, it was a team win, and when you have a, you know, all three phases of the game kind of compete, and you find a way to make enough plays. I mean, that's just the way it works. And then it happens that way.
Pat, why the Wildcat today?
We just thought it'd be fun, you know? And I don't know. We got a three-yard gain, and then we almost scored it. We had, I call them the tackled on the one crowd. I just went through there, and there was Josh Cribbs and Greg Little and Josh Gordon. So they became the tackled on the one crowd today. And they all had their shots. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to let that nickname go away.
Did you tell Little was he used to be a running back, or was that the reason that was designed?
No, he was a running back in college. That's part of it. You know, we tossed him the ball a few times last week and or last year, and we just felt like it was something that might have an effect. That's all.
Hey, we talk about sometimes guys don't fight enough when the ball looks like it's going to be picked off. And you just speak about Benjamin Watson's playing his third quarter. It seemed like you really knocked that out of
Oh, you're talking about the Seattle? Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't want to throw interceptions, and we tell all of our receivers, and we practice it, if the ball is put in a position where you can't catch it, and the receiver's in a different position, you know, then you want to defend it and try to – you got to become a defender and get the ball out. And so anytime a ball is thrown in a position that is not advantageous for the offense, we expect the receivers to become defensive players and get it out.
This is the first three-game winning streak since 2009. Were you confident that this was coming?
Well, you know what? I sit in here before the game, and I'm always confident that we're going to go out and win. I mean, that's just the way I am. I'm happy for our guys that we're finding a way to do it now. You know, I'm going to spend time adding all this stuff up at the end, but I'm just happy for our guys. You know, I think our coaches, you know, I think – I knew there was going to be some tough days. I knew 2 years ago when I got here, there was going to be some tough days. And, you know, fortunately, in the last 3 weeks, we found a way to have some good stuff happen.
Can you feel the momentum just building with each week and each win?
Well, I think, you know, once you see something happen over and over, then, of course, it's easier for me to stand there in front of the team and say, you know what, guys, we can do this, you know. It's an easier sell. Even though I believe it, when it's not happening or you're getting to the point where you need to have it happen consistently, once they feel it and they get it right in their minds, then they have a better chance to do it.
Pat, did you intend to use all those things you practiced in the same game plan, or did the situations lead to...
Well, you weren't in here earlier. You know, that Wildcat play was Wildcat right, Tony left. You missed it, you know?
No,
we had them in. We have those types of plays in most of the time. It just so happened they came in bunches today, and we got them called in the right situations.
Pat, we saw Travis have the long punt return. Was there any consideration of using him again on punts, or will we see that again down the line?
Well, Travis, of course, was in the gunner position. Yeah, I mean he's a returner for us, and you know, we have Josh in there, of course, so you got to make the call on it. But yeah, no, he's a guy that's practiced at returner, and we'll see him in there as time goes on.
Talk about guys not getting in the end zone, but Trent had two of the short runs.
Yeah.
He gets 9 for the year. What about him and his ability to, I guess, get in the end zone a lot?
Well, I made a joke about that tackled on the one crowd, you know, because they're in there laughing about it. But, no, Trent, when you have a running back that has a nose for the goal line, then you want him to have his opportunities, and I think he does. Now, there was some big boy blocking going on out there, too, because they were packed in there pretty tight, and we found a way to get it done.
Early in the season, there was some trouble with those short area situations. Did the line really develop a toughness in that area the last
year? No, I wouldn't go there. I think they've always been tough. I think they've always worked well together. We're just doing it all better in terms of how we're calling it, how we're executing it. It's not a toughness thing. Absolutely not.
And after having all this fun on offense, are you more confident that you can do it some more?
What do you mean, fun?
All the trick
plays and yeah, all the fun stuff, huh? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Played so many close games. Does it feel different to have one where it's not coming down to the last 2 minutes? And what's that like for you?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm not used to that math. You know, we're sitting there saying, okay, I mean, you know, it's 3 scores. I said, really? You know. No, I'm teasing. But no, I'm just happy. You know. Yeah, I mean, it's good to finish games in a different way sometimes.